local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two. Give it up for hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. And the last I checked, Steve, you can refresh my memory on this if I'm wrong, but we are dependable. Is that not correct?
Definitely dependable.
Absolutely. All righty. As you just figured out from that, Austin and Steve here in the studio with you. 5:10, we'll get things started right away with our top three stories here because we got a lot to dig into. Starting with foreign governments targeting our upcoming election?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner are talking about. Yesterday, in a joint statement, they mentioned concerns about this. They lead the Senate Intelligence Committee, and they say it's clear that our foreign adversaries are intently interested in disrupting our democratic process. They add that they don't know the extent of recent foreign efforts against presidential campaigns, but there are indications from Microsoft that foreign cyber actors may have penetrated a presidential campaign's infrastructure. Rubio and Warner both say that foreign adversaries must be put on notice by both political parties that there will be consequences to interfering in the American democratic process.
Yes, they've been meddling now for, this is like the third election process where foreign interference is trying to influence Americans in the way they vote.
Yeah, we've been hearing about that. Really, Trump Hillary, was the first one where it really started picking up, like, okay, who's interfering and how much?
Yeah. Well, it looks like U.S. officials are concerned a potential Iranian attack on Israel could happen at any moment. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby said today the U.S. has sent several more military assets to the region, and the potential for an attack by Iran comes after the country vowed to avenge the deaths of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. Kirby said an attack might come within days, and harsh rhetoric from Iran's supreme leader is not helping that situation.
And something else that's not going to help the situation because it's just completely unimportant is the way you and Bobby Rossi both say Hamas. I've never been able to say it that way.
Well,
Hamas.
It's Hamas. You got to think.
It's in the throat.
And Hezbollah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, every time I hear Bobby, I mean, he really accentuates it. I'm talking Hamas.
Right. I tend to pronounce things the way the people who live there would pronounce it.
Well, and that's the thing. I try to do that, but I don't know. I get tongue-tied somehow. I am painfully American when it comes to my vernacular.
Yeah.
And thirdly here, we got climate change driven permafrost melting is pouring mercury deposits into the Bering Sea.
Oh.
So that sounds about as ominous as it seems. A California research team found that the release of the metal in Alaska's Yukon River, which has been stored in the permafrost for millennia, presents an environmental and public health hazard to the 5 million living in the Arctic zone. A co-author of the study said it could be a giant mercury bomb in the Arctic waiting to explode.
Wow. So, glad we're not living up there.
So, yeah, just to kind of just to recap our top three stories here for you. Foreign government election interference.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. officials concerned about an Iranian attack that could happen any moment now,
and
climate change-driven permafrost that could be a bomb waiting to explode in the Arctic.
An environmental disaster.
Yeah, and see, this is why...
That doesn't qualify as good news.
These top three stories are why kids cry in the car. All right.
Local headlines, it looks like some Escambia County voters are concerned about a text message that's been making the rounds. It claims to be from a poll manager who says workers are marking ballots to disqualify them from being counted. Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender believes the text is a case of election misinformation. Again, that subject. It's possibly set up by a foreign agent that's trying to disrupt the election process.
It could be a foreign government or someone who's trying to influence it and cast doubt in the system that we have in place. And so it's my job to make sure that there is that public's trust and that, we're open, we're transparent in how we do things and that people do trust the count.
And tens of thousands of voters in Northwest Florida already cast their ballots for the primary election so far. Bender says they expect to have 6,500 votes cast in Escambia County by the end of this week.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm glad that you led with that story there for local stuff because it's a good segue. I mean, we got what Rubio and Warner are talking about, and then here we've got concerns about it happening locally. Pensacola High School Assistant Principal Sean Roby has been suspended from his job pending an investigation into his arrest on a video voyeurism charge last night. The Escambia County School District confirmed that the arrest was in a statement to Channel 3 this morning. They say that they are cooperating with the investigation. 55-year-old Sean Roby was arrested last night on a charge of felony video voyeurism with a victim 19 years or older.
Mm.
So that's the official charge there. He's being held without bond at Escambia County Jail.
Wow. Well, school, in case you hadn't noticed this week, it's back in session, which means you need to watch out for the school zones on the roads in the area. Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood says another thing to watch out for is stopped school buses. If you see one, stop there with the lights on, flashing, and stop sign. You need to stop or you could get a big ticket.
If you think about it, a lot of people on their way to work in this area, there are a lot of schools, a lot of school zones, and you probably pass through one every day, and they've gotten used to no school over the summer, and it just, the flashing lights are going to be on when the school zones are active. Most of those are 20-mile-per-hour zones, and we have a few that are 15 miles an hour. So just want everybody to be careful. We don't want to write these tickets, and we certainly don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Well, Wood is kind of clarifying the situation because a lot of people don't know if it's on a divided highway. Should I stop or should I not? If you're on the other side, well, you need to stop even if you are on a separate four-lane road separated by a median. He says it depends on the median, and if it's raised or grassy, you don't need to stop. But if it's flat, you have to stop.
Yeah, and you're not in those cases, I would say, particularly often, just as a single driver. However, I want to say I have been in that position before, and it is. It's kind of concerning because it's like, okay, am I supposed to stop? Because I can clearly see that there are no kids coming around the bus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's a lot of room here, a lot of time to react, and are we going to hold up all these lanes of traffic? It is a bit iffy. So, yeah, that's a very important clarification there by Mike. And also, we got a couple more local headlines. I'll get to those after traffic and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we've got several spots of note. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we've got some backups there. And we've also got some if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Palafox. So going both ways there, you're going to experience some heavy congestion. Also have some on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Palafox Street itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. We also typically have issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but those are only being made worse by an accident report in that area. Doesn't appear to be too severe at this time, but nonetheless something to look out for. And those are just the biggest spots in Pensacola. We also have Gulf Breeze Parkway still giving us some trouble if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through the Windhaven Beach area. And Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and heading in the direction of Glover Lane. Steve, how's the weather?
It's looking beautiful right now. Mostly sunny right now. Low tonight, about 82 degrees. Should be mostly clear. Mostly sunny again tomorrow. High about 90. Mostly clear tomorrow night, about 80 for a low. It's 91 degrees in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 87 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Excellent. All right. Carrying on with our last couple local headlines here. Starting next year, new recruits in the military will have to take cognitive tests. So listen closely because this is a big military town. The Department of Defense says that they're trying to determine whether people have suffered any type of traumatic brain injury, which is a TBI, prior to joining. Hundreds of thousands of service members have been diagnosed with TBIs just between 2000 and 2019, and they say many of those are caused by IED blasts and other service-related injuries. The Department of Defense is trying to do better at treating those injuries. And Steve, we have some audio on this, don't we?
Right. Dr. Sean Miner from the HCA Florida Hospital had this to say about that.
A lot of patients, they don't quite feel right. They're still having headaches. They're still having problems adjusting back to their normal lives. Don't feel like they can kind of snap back in. And everybody else is telling them to snap out of it.
And basically, it is a serious thing, and I'm glad the Department of Defense is doing better at treating those injuries.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing. I mean, that's something that we've heard about with war for years now when it comes to serving. It's like, yeah, it's a very jarring, and I mean, obviously, it's life-changing. It uproots you and all that. So, yeah, I mean, especially if there are any lasting injuries, the least we can do is make sure those are tended to.
Right.
And lastly here, Big Lots is reportedly closing more than 300 stores, about a quarter of its location in the U.S. Of course, we touched on this yesterday, but we didn't really touch on any local impact. The move comes after the chain warned that ongoing financial issues put it in substantial doubt, but their website lists closing sales at 11 different Florida stores, but luckily, you'll be happy to know, none of them are in our direct area.
Good.
The closest location currently listed with a closing sale is in Destin. So if you go to Destin for your furniture shopping, I got some bad news. All right, so just about 5:19, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a loaded slate of state and national news for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
I'm Steve Stroberger, and I'm your candidate for District 1 County Commissioner. During this campaign, I've had the opportunity to listen to my opponent's responses. Sometimes, I'm surprised he thinks he's telling the truth. Wow, flexible truths and backroom deals. That's not right. I'm Steve Stroberger. I'm asking for your vote and your trust. Vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki promised recycling. Recycling has continued. While others are ceasing, she is determined to continue. Vicki promised improved technology. You now have a Recycle Coach app where you can report a missed pickup, order a bulk waste pickup, or track water usage all on your smartphone. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, let's see, 5:23 here. We can tackle a couple of state headlines before we get back to the roads and weather. Starting with police cracking down on drug trafficking along Florida's Gulf Coast. The Citrus County Sheriff's Office gave an update earlier today saying that undercover investigators helped take down an opioid pill mill in Crystal River. The Tri-County Medical Center LLC is accused of illegally writing nearly 40,000 prescriptions for controlled substances, which led to the distribution of more than 3 million pills Authorities raided the facility, its owner, and three storage units in June. 160 guns were seized, as well as drugs and stolen vehicles, and at least three people are facing charges in connection to the investigation.
Well, more than two dozen rural communities in the Sunshine State are getting help to boost the economy. Florida Commerce is giving out more than $1.5 million in grants for a variety of job creation efforts. 25 cities, counties, and organizations mainly located in the north and central parts of the state are going to use the money to help redevelop their local infrastructure. Since 2019, Florida Commerce has awarded nearly $6 million in grants to more than 90 communities.
And a South Florida roadway near Mar-a-Lago is expected to remain closed until at least a November election. The Secret Service shut down parts of the very important State Road A1A last month following the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. Palm Beach officials held a meeting earlier this week saying that the roughly one-mile closure has made it difficult to get around the island and may even impact emergency response in the area. The town has reportedly sent a letter to the Secret Service asking for a less invasive closure when Trump is not in town, and officials are still waiting on a response. 525 here. We'll get that quick check of the roads and weather for you now. Did get a texter informing me about this, and I just wasn't looking for it because it's typically so far out of our way. But if you are traveling westbound on I-10 just before the state line, we do have an accident report there causing very, very heavy backups. On our map, it's looking pretty rough, and the texter said it reaches for miles, so be on the lookout for that. And that's one of just a few accident reports we've gotten. We have another one on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we also have backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29 and westbound towards Palafox Street, so going both ways there. At the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, we've got heavy backups on both streets. And Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox, is also just looking dreadful right now. Lastly, just in Pensacola, we've got Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through the Windhaven Beach area, and Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, better than the traffic, apparently.
Not saying
looks
much.
Looks like it's clogged everywhere.
Yeah.
But looks like we're going to have good weather. If you like today, it'll be this way through the weekend. Low tonight down to about 82, mostly clear, up to 90 tomorrow, with lots of sunshine tomorrow night down to about 80. 87 degrees in Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 right now in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Excellent. All right, just a couple more state headlines for you here. A convicted triple murderer in Northeast Florida is back in court for his resentencing trial more than two decades after the crime. Opening statements began in Duval County earlier today in the penalty phase for 69-year-old Pinckney Carter. He was found guilty in the 2002 shooting deaths of his ex-girlfriend, her boyfriend, and her 16-year-old daughter inside a home in Jacksonville's Arlington neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Carter was sentenced to death, but a law passed in 2017 required a unanimous jury decision. So, despite a change in the rule last year, Carter's new jury will still need to fully agree on a decision in his trial. And, Steve,
yeah.
That's not the only thing we got going. Well, what the heck? I thought I was setting you up for something in Jacksonville, but now that I'm looking at the story, I must have just made that up. I think I was, when I was looking for stories for the script, I saw something else about Jacksonville, and my brain tricked myself into thinking, yeah, I put a story in there. All right, well, anyway, something completely unrelated to Jacksonville, Steve, we've got a story about that. How about you help us out?
Well, a state senator is trying to get ahead of the possible passage of recreational marijuana by proposing a ban on public smoking in Florida. You see, Sarasota's Joe Gooders is one of the few Republican lawmakers to support Amendment 3, which he says has led to some blowback. Gruder's bill would include streets, sidewalks, highways, parks, schools, hospitals, and public areas of retail and apartment buildings. Governor DeSantis has declared Floridians will not be able to escape the smell of marijuana. If Amendment 3 gets 60% of the vote, a spokesperson for the pro-amendment group Smart and Safe Florida says they support the bill. Mm. So, I mean, having experience in other states where marijuana is recreationally legal, that really hasn't happened, and it's treated more like, you know, drinking a beer in public. You know, if you do it, you're gonna get arrested.
Yeah, that's I can definitely see that snowballing into a far bigger discussion in a state like Florida. Here nationally, President Biden and Kamala Harris held their first joint rally since the president ended his 2024 reelection bid. While speaking from Prince George's County Community College in Maryland today, the two leaders highlighted their efforts to cut Medicare prices for popular drugs. Biden praised Harris as a partner and said she'd make a great president. Harris, meanwhile, is expected to lay out her her economic policies tomorrow during that campaign speech that she has in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And speaking of drugs, which seems to be coming back and forth through the entire hour, Senator Ted Cruz is going to reopen an investigation, that's what he wants to do, into a baggie of cocaine that was found last summer in the White House. It has been revealed that the former head of the Secret Service wanted to destroy the evidence. In a letter to the agency's new director, the Texas Republican suggests that we quote, a troubling pattern of misconduct. Cruz wants to know how many times the Secret Service discovered drugs on White House grounds, and when the case was originally dismissed, a Secret Service spokesman said the situation is interviewing the hundreds of people who would have brought the coke into the White House would be a strain on resources.
I don't know if that's a good excuse.
No, I don't know either. It's like the dog ate my homework.
Yeah. Hurricane Ernesto is on the move, some 635 miles southwest of Bermuda.
Bermuda.
I said Bermuda the other day on Pensacola Morning News, and Andrew was like, did you hear how you said it? I'm like, what? Is it Bermuda? He's like, yeah. I said, who cares, man?
Well,
I said,
in Bermuda.
I said, yeah, we were off air, so I said it in more explicit words than that. But I said, come on, man. Who gives a hoot? Let's see. So 635 miles south-southwest of Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
It's packing 85 mile per hour maximum sustained winds and has been heading in a northerly direction at 13 miles per hour. The long range forecast has it as a Category 2 near Bermuda by Saturday. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got a couple of more national headlines when we return about the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Very troubling stories, I would say, on both sides of the aisle there. And after the Fox News break and after we hit you with those, we'll give you some sports headlines as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden appearing today alongside Vice President Kamala Harris in Prince George's County, Maryland, about initiatives to lower prescription drug costs. The president continuing after being erupted by a pro-Palestinian protester says the U.S. is the most unique country in the world.
We're the only country in the world based on an idea, not a joke, an idea. The idea was that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal in doubt and so on. That's not... including Palestinians.
Well, former President Trump also speaking today at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, had some thoughts on the Biden-Harris administration and the cost of living for American families.
You add it all up, it's thousands and thousands of dollars that she and he have cost people.
The latest Fox News survey show former President Trump ahead of the vice president with a slim margin of 1 percentage point. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Shares of Dillard's tumbled 8.5% today after the department store chain posted earnings that fell short of estimates, as shoppers struggling with higher prices for essentials continued to shy away from buying new clothes. The Arkansas-based company had net income of $74.5 million, or $4.59 a share. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, the Dow gaining 554 points, the S&P 500 grew by 1.6%, up 88, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained more than 400 points. Starbucks offered incoming CEO Brian Niccol a pay raise and substantial one-time award to help lure him away from Chipotle. Niccol will be paid a base salary of $1.6 million. Meta platforms are currently going to shut down CrowdTangle, a tool widely used to monitor how misinformation spreads on the company's platforms. That's Your Money Now.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This is Zach Gale with the Sports Minute. The Atlanta Falcons didn't need to trade for Matthew Judon or sign Justin Simmons to win the lowly NFC South, as they were already the favorites to win the division before those deals were made. However, trading a third-round pick for Judon and signing Simmons just further solidifies them winning this division and makes me wonder how far the Falcons could go this season. And with the team that Terry Fontenot has assembled, Atlanta shouldn't only win the NFC South, but they should also be able to win a playoff game this season. I'm Zach Gale.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm
and help your neighbors.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Color right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get you another quick check at the roads and weather. Man, a lot of stuff to touch on. All right, so if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards the Flora-Bama state line, whatever you want to call it, we do have some very heavy backups there from an accident reported earlier. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards, 9 Mile Road, we got some backups there. Highway 29, Pensacola Boulevard, that is. If you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, got some backups in that area. And man, on I-10, a lot of issues. If you're traveling eastbound towards Palafox Street or westbound towards Palafox, we've got heavy congestion going both ways there. Outside of that, it's Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and maybe a little bit on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And those are just the heaviest spots in Pensacola. We still got some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound if you're passing through the Windhaven Beach area and heading towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Steve, how's the weather?
It is beautiful in comparison to the traffic situation right now. Tonight should be nice, down to about 82 degrees, mostly clear. Tomorrow, sunny again, high about 90, mostly clear again tomorrow night, down to about 80. 89 degrees in Pensacola, 87 at Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty, getting into some a couple more national notes here because these are pretty big. A new report claims that Ukraine was behind the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline, which carried natural gas from Russia to Germany. The Wall Street Journal reports that a small Ukrainian team carried out the 2022 explosion, saying that Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky called off the operation, yet one of his generals went through with it anyway. Ukraine has denied involvement and has accused Russia of carrying out the sabotage. Meanwhile, German authorities have issued an international arrest warrant for a Ukrainian man alleged to be responsible.
Well, the moral to this upcoming story is if you have an American citizenship, don't go to Russia. Yes. A ballerina has been sentenced to about 12 years in prison by a Russian court for donating, get this, $51.80 to a U.S. charity that supports Ukraine. Ksenia Karolina has dual American and Russian citizenship. She was living in L.A., went on a trip to visit her family in Russia, and then she was arrested and accused of aiding in an organization that buys arms for the Ukrainian army. Yeah, she pleaded guilty to a charge of high treason, unfortunately, during a closed-door trial. She is not on the list of U.S. citizens who are a part of the recent prisoner swap between the U.S. and Russia.
Yeah.
Sad story there.
Very sad. I mean, especially knowing why she went back to Russia. She went back for family reasons. Because, yeah, if I didn't have family in Russia and I had the opportunity to stay out of there, I'm afraid I would take that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's get some sports headlines here. There's a lot going on here. So we've been touching on the U.S. Olympic drama. So just to give you a bit of a rundown of the timeline here, Jordan Chiles apparently won fifth place. And then the U.S. said, oh, wait, no, we've got a complaint about some scoring issue or whatever. And then it was like, oh, okay. They corrected it, made her bronze. And then they ruled later, Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled that no, the U.S. did not file their complaint within the deadline. Therefore, she will go back to her original score, which was fifth place, and Romania's Anna Barbosu will get the bronze instead.
Right.
She is supposed to get that bronze medal tomorrow. However, the U.S. is saying, hey, we have video evidence that proves we did file the complaint in the deadline, but the court will not hear an appeal. And we also have reports that the head of the Court of Arbitration for Sport has been tied to Romania for over a decade now.
Oh,
yeah,
representing
Romania. So very shaky situation here.
Yeah.
But U.S. gymnast Jordan Chiles says the decision to strip her of her bronze medal feels unjust. She addressed the controversy in a statement posted on social media today saying, quote, I am now confronted with one of the most challenging moments of my career. She went on to say that she believes that the people in control will do the right thing. She says she believes that. I'm gonna put an asterisk next to that. I would say I hope the people in control do the right thing. If there was anything that was actually like home cooking, as they call it, anything that could have, you know, tipped the scale, then yeah, I mean, that is unjust, and hopefully there will be something done about it. Steve, we've got the NBA schedule being released, don't we?
Oh, yes, it's coming up for the 2024-25 season. It's out now. The season is going to tip off in Boston, with the Celtics starting their title defense against the New York Knicks. Opening night, we'll also see LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers hosting Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The NBA is also set to play five games on Christmas this season, including the Spurs at Knicks, Lakers at Warriors, and Nuggets at Suns, and last lastly, for the third straight season, the NBA is not going to play any games on Election Day. So go out and vote. You have no excuse.
Yeah. LeBron James ain't holding you back on that one.
Nope.
As for the WNBA, the All-Star Game is heading to Indianapolis in 2025. It'll be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse on July 19th. The arena is home to Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. It will be the first time the city hosts the All-Star Game and comes as the Fever have seen a recently 265% jump in attendance this season.
Mm.
This year's All-Star Game in Phoenix was a sold-out crowd of more than 16,400 fans and drew 3.44 million viewers on TV.
But wait, there's more. Former Iowa Hawkeye and current Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark, yes, we just talked about her, she's going to be in a video game. You see, her image will be in the NBA 2K25 video game.
2K25.
Okay. Right. I'm not a gamer. That particular video game is featuring Clark in an Indiana Fever jersey, and it's due out September the 6th. Meanwhile, Clark and the Fever are back in action on Friday night.
And in golf, we've got the FedEx Cup playoffs underway in Tennessee, beginning with the St. Jude Championship in Memphis at TPC Southwind. Only the top 70 players earned a spot in this week's event, with that number being cut down to 50 for next week's BMW Championship. Finishing in the top 50 in the FedEx Cup will guarantee golfers entry into next season's signature events. Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, and Rory McIlroy enter the first postseason event, sitting in the top three.
Well, in baseball, New York Yankee slugger Aaron Judge is making Major League Baseball home run history. You see, Judge's three-run blast in the eighth inning of yesterday's game against the Chicago White Sox made him the fastest player in Major League history to reach 300 career home runs. Judge's 300th home run came in the 955th game of his career, beating the previous record held by Pirates Hall of Famer Ralph Kiner. New York has won back-to-back games to remain first in the AL East, and of course not first overall.
Yeah, and luckily, come on, Yankees. I think you've had your fair share, even if you are years removed from it and have been irrelevant for a minute. All right, in the NFL here, we've got the Eagles at Patriots. They will be getting underway with some preseason action in about 15 minutes, 6 o'clock. It's going to be on the NFL Network and NFL Plus if you have it, so be on the lookout for that. And I'm sure we'll give a score update on that in Hour 3. All right, 5:45 here. Before we get some health, business, and science notes for you, we'll take another quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it. There's a lot going on here on the streets. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards the state line, we do have some very heavy backups there because of an accident reported earlier this hour. Also, if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street or eastbound on I-10 towards Palafox, we've got some heavy congestion both ways there on the interstate as well. Then it's going to be Scenic Highway if you're traveling. This is going to be just north of I-10 approaching Olive Road. Still some minor backups in that area, but it's slowly but surely starting to break up. Let's see. Also have a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area. And maybe just a little bit on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, the weather looks great except for a couple of spots where a pop-up shower is popping up, basically. North of Pace, I see one on the ThreatNet radar and one around Foley. But so far, it'll be a beautiful period of a few days leading through the weekend if you're making plans. Low tonight going to about 82, high tomorrow, and all the way basically through the weekend, about 90 degrees with lots of sunshine. It's 88 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, my friend. All right, carrying on with some health, business, and science notes here. Starting with Wall Street, it's closing with stocks sharply higher today at the bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 554 points to 4563. The S&P 500 rose by 88 points to 5543. And the NASDAQ gained 401 points to 17594.
Wow, that's good news. And speaking of good news, fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing new applications for unemployment benefits the week ending August 10th. The Labor Department says it received 227,000 initial requests. That's down from the previous week's revised total of 234,000 and several thousand fewer than most economists were expecting.
And all American Social Security information could be compromised.
Uh-oh.
Reports say that hackers stole data from National Public Data and tried to sell it, but then posted it online for free. The group claims to have nearly 3 billion records of personal data from North America and the UK. Experts say the best course of action is to freeze your credit files to prevent others from signing up for credit cards or other accounts in your name.
Well, here's a weird story. A New York man is suing Disney after his wife died allegedly from eating at a Disney restaurant. Jeffrey Piccolo says his 42-year-old wife was allergic to nuts and dairy, and the staff at the Raglan Road Irish Pub at Disney Springs assured her last fall there were no nuts or dairy in her meal. Piccolo filed a wrongful death suit, but Disney asked the judge to toss the suit. Why? Well, the company claims Piccolo cannot sue because he agreed to settle disputes through arbitration when he bought a Disney Plus subscription 5 years ago.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
So everybody's big on legal jargon and the mumbo jumbo that you read in those user agreements, whatever.
Right.
If I'm him and if I've got my attorney, I'm saying, okay, it is not said in the writing that if my wife dies from your neglect on one of your parks or in one of your restaurants, then, you know, that you're not held liable or that you're not held responsible through this means or that means. There's no talk about that. It's like, come on, there's no way that this doesn't transcend a 5-year-old Disney Plus subscription.
And if I was Disney right now, I would not like bad press about something like this. You know, the whole wholesome Disney thing. I would basically settle and, you know, give the guy what he's basically wanting.
Well, and the thing is, you also got to consider, like, I'd be really upset. I mean, I'm upset no matter what. But I'd be really upset if the Disney Plus subscription is no longer in effect. If he bought this 5 years ago and he had it for 2 years and it's not even like it's all void now, then he's really got an argument. But I'm assuming that's not the case. Lastly here, Pumpkin Spice's early arrival ushers in the unofficial start of the fall season. I think we can
really
all agree on that. Yeah,
early.
It starts earlier every year as a Halloween push known as Summerween ushers in Pumpkin Spice season for many retailers. According to Yahoo Finance, the global pumpkin spice market, valued at $1.1 billion last year, is on pace to soar to $2.4 billion by 2031. Mm. The pumpkin spice craze was born 21 years ago when Starbucks debuted its pumpkin spice latte. The dates of the season change every year, but products have been available for several weeks at grocery stores.
Several weeks already?
Yeah. Man, you're going to see me on September 3rd. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a pumpkin spice frappuccino in my hand, and I'm going to be strolling through the lanes of Walmart and looking at all the Christmas trees.
I better go get myself a pumpkin right now and start carving.
Yeah, our September's already booked. All right, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break for you. When we return, we got some pop culture notes, followed by a wacky and weird story for you to round out hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed, at least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. That's always a very epic intro. I almost feel like I have to scream into the mic when that one starts because it's like I feel like I'd be letting the masses down. Anyway, just about five. Well, it's exactly 5:54. So, especially with how long these traffic and weather updates have been taking, we'll go ahead and get that out of the way before we give you some pop culture headlines here. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still giving us some backup. Same can be said for Palafox Street and Burgess Road. That intersection is always giving us trouble at this hour. Then it's going to be North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. And going back to Interstate 10, if you are traveling westbound towards the state lines, we do have very heavy backups there from an accident report that was reported, about 45, 50 minutes ago. Let's see. Also have some backups still on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area. And then on Highway 90, we have had a resurgence of backups if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how's the weather, my man?
It looks pretty good right now. Tonight should be mostly clear, about 82, 90 degrees for a high tomorrow and mostly sunny skies. Right now it's 88 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Excellent. All righty. Getting into some pop culture notes here. A very strange one surrounding the death of actor Matthew Perry. It's now being called a criminal conspiracy. In Los Angeles today, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said that five defendants are being charged in connection to Perry's death due to the use of ketamine. The drug is used to treat addiction and chronic pain, and it caused him to lose consciousness and drown in his hot tub last October. Estrada said the defendants, including two doctors, took advantage of Perry's addiction and were more concerned about making money. Estrada said that one of the defendants is even known as the Ketamine Queen.
Wow.
Whatever the heck that's supposed to mean. Mm-hmm. And Perry was open about his decades-long opioid addiction, which, of course, you know, is what played into the whole ketamine usage thing.
Right.
So very, very strange situation here, because that's the thing. I mean, if it's supposed to, if it's used to treat addiction and he's a recovering addict, well, he's obviously going to need it. And if he has any pain, too, it may help with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very disturbing to think that some doctors who they're some of the people that you're supposed to trust the most.
Right. They're supposed to be your doctor.
Yeah. If they honestly did do anything corrupt or shady that could have led to this man's death, that's just terrible.
Well, there's a report that the murder of Los Angeles actor Johnny Wachter is now solved. TMZ says search warrants are being served. The website reports arrests are imminent. They are citing police sources who say a gang is being investigated for the killing. Wachter was shot and killed in May when he confronted thieves who were stealing his catalytic converter out of his car.
Yeah, that's just a very unfortunate story there. At least it seems like there may be some justice, though. Former Hollywood Squares host Peter Marshall is dead at the age of 98. Marshall's family announced that he died of kidney failure at his home in California. He was a leading man on Broadway before taking the gig as the host of the game show. Marshall hosted around 6,000 episodes of The Hollywood Squares from 1966 to 1981.
I remember that show. Well, rock musician and longtime radio host Greg Kinn has passed away, unfortunately. A statement on his official website says he died at the age of 75 yesterday following a battle with Alzheimer's. He earned his first hit song with the breakup song. Remember that one? It hit number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart back in 81. He followed that up with the biggest hit of his career a couple of years later with Jeopardy, which peaked at number 2.
Yes, and I haven't seen the name yet, but I'm watching. We've got World News Tonight with David Muir on ABC right here. And it looks like they are talking about the life and career of an actress, an older actress. So it seems like someone else may have passed away as well. And I was waiting to see if they would show the name of this woman, because her face looks familiar, but they haven't shown her name.
Yeah,
so
they're showing a lot of clips right
now. Oh, okay, that's her. She played the older woman on The Notebook with Alzheimer's and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That may be where I know her from. But anyway, so we'll see if we can get a name for that actress. I'll look it up in a second. Anyway, Dolly Parton is launching her own makeup brand. It's called Dolly Beauty, and it arrives August 22nd. The first collection is called Heavenly Kiss, and it features four lipstick shades, including Jolene Red. More products are expected to be released soon. Steve, what's going on in some wacky and weird stories, my friend?
Well, the state of California is taking another step to protect kids from illegal cannabis. You see, a recent crackdown in L.A. seized more than 2 million packages designed to look like popular food and candy, such like Twinkies and Sweet Tarts. They're all marked with a forged state seal. Governor Newsom says this sends a clear warning to criminals choosing to operate outside the safer legal industry of weed. His task force is now responsible for taking $120 million worth of illegal cannabis off the streets since January, which really is a problem there, because when you think about it, if you make a package of candy that looks like Twinkies and Sweet Tarts, and it's really not, it's really laced with marijuana, that could be a problem with kids who would see a Twinkie maybe at the house, you know,
in the
kitchen and say, oh, I want a Twinkie.
Yeah, very concerning story there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just weird that people would market it that way. It's one thing if you're trying to get law enforcement off your tail, but if you are actually like, hey, I want to market this to kids, yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, especially with Halloween coming.
Exactly. And I will say this, Jenna Rollins was the name.
Yeah,
she was 94 years old. Mm. She has passed away. So my goodness, we got Peter Marshall. We got the George Ken. Was that his name?
Greg Ken.
And then, sorry, I'm losing track here. And then Jenna Rollins. So man, a lot of unfortunate deaths. And yes, then we've got the updates on Matthew Perry and Johnny Wachter. So very unfortunate pop culture segment this afternoon. My goodness. All right. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back with hour number 3 in about 10 to 12 minutes. Stick around.